Whether you're a photographer, a designer, or any type of creative small business owner, your online presence plays a meaningful role in how you and your business are perceived. Having a professional, cohesive, and clear visual presence is key to connecting with your audience and ultimately guiding your audience toward confidently purchasing your products or booking your services. Today, I'm excited to not only share why professional headshots matter, but also what types of brand photos you can ask for from your photographer to equip you for success. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to episode 190 of the Brand It, Build It podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Zuge, and today I am so excited to explore why professional headshots matter, as well as what types of brand photos you can ask for to equip you for success. First, why do professional headshots matter? First impressions matter. Studies have shown that people form first impressions quickly, often within seconds of seeing a photo. A professional headshot can convey a sense of professionalism and competence, helping to create a positive first impression. Second, brand image and credibility. Professional headshots contribute to building a strong brand image. They can enhance the credibility of small business owners, making them appear more trustworthy and reliable in the eyes of potential clients or customers. Third, personal connection. A professional headshot can humanize a business and make it more relatable. Clients and customers often appreciate being able to put a face to a name, fostering a sense of personal connection. Fourth, social media engagement. Profiles with professional headshots tend to attract more attention on social media platforms. People are more likely to engage with content that includes a high-quality image, potentially leading to increased visibility for the business. Fifth, consistency across platforms. Professional headshots provide a consistent and cohesive visual identity across various platforms, such as business websites, social media profiles, and marketing materials. This consistency helps reinforce the brand and makes it more memorable. Number six, competitive advantage. In competitive industries, having a professional headshot can set a small business owner apart from its competition. It signals a commitment to professionalism and attention to detail. Seven, networking opportunities. When attending networking events or industry conferences, a professional headshot on a business card or promotional materials can make it easier for others to remember and recognize the business owner. And lastly, number eight, increased confidence. Having a professional headshot that reflects confidence can boost the business owner's own confidence. This can positively impact interactions with clients, partners, and colleagues. Once your headshots have been captured, where can they be used? First, in your web design. Professional headshots can be used in your web design from your about page to your blog sidebar, or even infused throughout your web design as a whole, depending upon your website strategy and approach. They can be used on social media. Consistently using your headshots across diverse social media platforms helps to build a strong, recognizable brand. Your email signature. Every email you send is an opportunity for someone to connect with you visually. From your personal emails to your email newsletter, including your headshot can help foster connection. And on your podcast cover art. If you host a podcast, consider using your headshot in the cover art because doing so adds a human element to your audio presence. So, what types of photos should you ask your photographer for in order to use them throughout your web design, social media, email signature, and beyond? First, team photos. Gather your team together for group photos. These team photos can help to establish credibility and showcase your team in a personal and professional way. Professional headshots. Capture individual professional headshots for each individual team member. That way, each team member will not only be showcased within their unique biography, but each team member will also have their own headshot to use across their unique channels, their social media profiles, their email signature, or their business card. Conversational or meeting photos. Capture photos of team members talking with one another or photos of you speaking with a prospective client. These action photos, photos of team members meeting with one another or speaking to prospective clients, can help to showcase what you do in an engaging and personal way. action photos, or on-the-job photos. If you're a wedding planner, for example, consider asking your photographer to capture photos of you creating a mood board or putting the finishing touches on a tablescape. If you're a brand designer, consider asking your photographer to capture photos of you sketching brand elements. These action photos or on-the-job photos help to build credibility and trust. And lastly, detail shots or stock photos. Detail shots can be especially helpful for use within your web design or on social media. Images like your hand styling a mood board, holding a coffee mug, or even holding your laptop or clipboard can serve as really helpful photos to have on hand. They can be used for blog posts, featured photos, on social media, or within your web design as a whole. Having your own branded stock photos can set your business apart. I am so hopeful this week's episode equips you to confidently book a brand photography session and come away with headshots and brand photos you feel proud of. Photos designed to help you seamlessly connect with and serve your audience. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.